Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Greetings, team, and welcome back. This episode is all about what a badass does with haters. Now, this is a topic that I'm so passionate about that I'm going to do this one totally unscripted. I'm just going to riff on this one. Here's the thing about haters. Haters are so destructive because they suck up so much of your time and your mental and emotional energy trying to deal with their negative effects, that if you could just find a way to not have to deal with haters, you could probably double your performance, double your output, just by making that one change alone. So if you struggle with dealing with negative feedback and negative people, quote unquote haters, this episode is definitely for you. Let me show you what's going to make you badass when it comes to dealing with haters. Haters are people who try to tell you what you can and can't do. More specifically, they try to tell you why you can't do it. And the thing about haters is they're just sitting around waiting for things to happen so they can show up at the party and wreck it every time. Haters are never late. In fact, this is why I don't go online as much anymore when I read the news or jump into comment forums. I like to learn. I like to get out there and read things. And the great thing about the web, of course, is that all the information's out there. If you want it, just go grab it. And one of the ways that's really productive for me to learn is to hang out in communities of like-minded people who are trying to share their knowledge or achieve the same things as I am. One of the downsides is that guess who else hangs out there too? Haters, right? You can go on a news site, and I always say it this way, that if a firefighter rescues a cat from a tree, everybody's all, you know, thank God they were there and oh, what a wonderful news story. And someone within 6 to 10 comments, there's one person in there who's like, should we really be wasting our tax dollars sending firefighters? I mean, sometimes it's valid commentary, but the reality is no good deed goes untouched from the negative influence of a true hater. So I like dude stuff. I like cars, I like guitars, pens, knives, tools, audio, gear. So I love going online and learning more about, for example, the audio stuff that I use to make this podcast. And the first thing that happens, if you go into the forums with a question, say, you know, how do I make a great sounding podcast? It's not long before one of these cats shows up and says, well, you know, with the gear you have now, you're never going to make a great podcast. You need to have a $10,000 microphone. You need to have a $10,000 preamp. You got to listen to it on $10,000 speakers. And that's not even, don't even start me on the outboard gear that you need. Well, look it, that's nonsense, right? If they really cared about you, they would help you make the best out of what you got so you can get better, so you can earn your way up to that $10,000 microphone. That's the way I look at it. So that kind of feedback is not there to help you. It's under the guise of trying to help you. Nothing about that kind of commentary is helpful. We all know that better gear makes life easier. We all know that natural talent would be really, really nice. But for those of us who don't have either of those things, passion, hard work, grit are going to get you to the exact same place. And when you walk into one of those rooms and you've got that passion, you got that grit, you're there for the right reasons and someone is always trying to knock you down, hey, that doesn't feel good, right? Here's another example. There's a store in Canada called Canadian Tire. It's a national chain. And it's a sports store, automotive store, hardware store, does a little bit of everything. And over the recent months, we're in the NHL playoffs here, the hockey playoffs. And this year, at least four, maybe five teams from Canada made it into the first round of playoffs. So that's great news for the country, obviously. And Canadian Tire goes on Twitter and posts, hey, you know, congrats. They go through the teams one at a time and they say, congratulations, go Maple Leafs. And then they went to the next one and said, congratulations, go Ottawa Senators. They just kind of went round to all the teams and kind of put the love out there on Twitter. A bunch of people come back and say, this is ridiculous. I thought you were Canada's store, not Toronto store or Montreal store. or Ottawa's store. I'm not going to buy any more stuff from Canadian Tire. I hate you guys. Well, Canadian Tire comes back and says, listen, we went through the teams one at a time. We're not saying we love one city. We love all the Canadian cities and we want to show our love equally. Now, two or three people said, oops, I didn't see that. My bad. But everyone else was so committed to that pathway of hatred, of being offended and butthurt and sticking their noses in there and saying, oh, this is no good. You know, you guys deserve to be punished. That they, it doesn't matter how wrong they were. They didn't want to hear it. As far as they were concerned, they'd been done wrong by Canadian Tire. And that was it. They were just going to post that nonsense on the internet. That stuff's not helpful. Right? That doesn't get anybody anywhere. Here's the truth about the difference between hate and help. Here's how you know a hater. If you win, they lose. That's how they see it. Now, that's why they're always trying to bring you down. So the minute you have anyone in your life who's trying to tell you that you shouldn't be doing something a certain way, they're trying to tell you how to be, they're trying to tell you you shouldn't, you can't, or you're never gonna, that's a hater. And what they're motivated by is their own fear that they are not good enough, that they don't belong, that they may not make it. They're threatened by you, the progress that you might be making, the achievements you might have already been making. They're terrified of that because if you knock them out of their number one most favored nation status, that destroys their ego and their entire notion of self-worth falls apart. Hater is a person who, if you win, they lose. That's the way they see it. So they don't want you in the game. They're not interested in you doing well. They'll say that they are, hey, I'm just trying to help you, but they're not. They can't possibly be. So when I think about my podcast, for example, I have people coming at me all the time saying, hey, I want to help you. I got someone you should really put on your show. It'd be great for your listeners. It'd be great for our listeners. And I can tell they're not interested in helping me because they've never listened to my podcast. And I know because they'll say things like, oh, we love your interview format. What interview format? It's just me. So I know they haven't even taken the time to listen to the podcast to see if it's a fit for everyone involved. They're only interested in what it can do for them. Now, people who come at me and say, hey, listen to your podcast, love it. I think we're a great fit. Here's why. And it's obvious that they've taken the time. That makes all the difference. When I used to go on job interviews, I used to go on LinkedIn to try to look up or quote unquote stalk the person I was going to interview with. Because if I could just find out what school they went to, what they studied, or what their interests are, I knew I could find a way to create some common ground. If I could create some common ground, I could figure out what they care about. Because then my proposal to come and work for the company was more about what can I do to make you better, to make you more successful, so that we all win. But when you come in to a job interview and you don't even know what the company does, you're there for one reason only, to better yourself. And that shows up in everything you do and say. And that, more often than not, is the reason why you don't get hired. Now, helpers, on the other hand, know intrinsically, if you win, I win. The reason for making this podcast is if I make you better, we collectively create an elite tribe of leaders that improves our collective game. We make agile better. We make business better. We make technology better. We make even the world better. So I want you in the game. And I want to help you. I know I can't help everybody. But if the way I see it helps you improve, helps get you inspired to get your game to the next level, then we all win. Do you see the difference? I don't care about competition. I don't care about contribution. I am interested in seeing you thrive. So when you encounter true haters, you'll know it. They're going to knock you down. They're going to try to make you feel like crap. They're going to try to demotivate you. They're going to try and kick you out of the game using psychology. They're going to try to bring their negativity and project it onto you. So here's what you do. Never apologize for who you are what you do or what you say. So if someone says, hey, I don't like the way you tweeted this, or I don't like the way you talk about that, or I don't like the way you think about this, never apologize. You are doing the best you can with what you've got right now. If you make a mistake, you'll figure it out. And if you're passionate and you care about what you do and who you do it for, you're going to do better. You don't need other people to tell you that you're doing wrong. If you mess up, you know. Number two, never defend yourself. So never sit there and make excuses for why maybe the thing the hater doesn't like, maybe they should like it, or, you know, you didn't mean to offend anybody, or maybe we could just meet in the middle. You don't bother with any of that stuff. Never defend yourself. More importantly, never strike back. When someone comes at you with an emotional assault, attacking your self-worth, attacking who you are, questioning your motivation, you don't ever strike back. You don't ever throw insults or try to attack their emotions or try to one-up them or outsmart them or outwit them or out-sarcasm them. Waste of time, right? The 5 minutes that you spend crafting that perfect zinger of a response, not worth it. You never get the time back, and they're not going to learn anything from you. Their minds are already closed. You're not going to teach them anything. So let it go. The only time you strike back when someone is saying stuff about you is if it's straight up slander. If they're saying something that could truly harm your business, that it's malicious, untrue, or truly designed to cause injury, then you lawyer up. That's fine. But that's way, 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 way down the spectrum. Okay, so you never threaten, you never strike back, you never insult, you just don't go down to their level for any reason. You know what you do? Be non-reactive. What they want is to know that they got you, because if they got you, they get their power back. So you don't give it to them, right? You ignore them. Don't engage. If you say anything, try to keep your answer to two or three words. Take your inspiration from, go watch the movie Roadhouse. There's a scene where someone's giving Dalton some grief, and he looks him straight in the eye and says, meh, opinions vary. Okay, pick two or three words that are super badass, super to the point, not insulting, non-reactive, not apologetic, defensive, just, you know, you think what you think, man. And don't tell me that that movie is all dude stuff, because I heard they're remaking it with Ronda Rousey. So this movie's for ladies too. So you can be that badass. When you got haters on your tail, you just look at them and say, oh, you know, thanks for the feedback. Something that's non-reactive, and walk away. Don't stop. Don't wait for a response. Don't engage them any further. 2 to 3 words max is what you're allowed. Here's the reality with haters, guys. Pretty soon, if you're following what we're talking about here, if you're part of the tribe, if you're improving your game every day, pretty soon you're going to be so busy killing it, you literally won't have time to engage or even notice this stuff is going on anyway. Haters are part of the business. Like I said, they know about every party in town and they are never late. So this is going to sound like something out of a rap video, but honestly, pretty soon you're going to be too busy killing it, crushing it, that you're not going to have time to pay attention to what these people are even saying. Most of the time, you won't even know that it's going on. And when you do notice, you just don't care. You realize it's part of the environment. It's part of the job. It's part of being successful. People are going to try to pull you down using the cheapest, crappiest weapons they can, which is insulting your intelligence, insulting your motives, insulting your self-worth. And you can't let them go there. Now, when a helper comes along and they have some actual feedback that is designed to try to make you better, absolutely, I think you'll know the difference when it happens. It has a different feel to it. Especially if 2 or 3 people are saying the same thing, there's a chance there's some merit to it. So when that happens, if you want to incorporate that feedback and take it, absolutely. Especially if it's coming from customers, you know, people who are paying your bills, and they're saying, we would like to see this improved by, they will usually give you concrete, specific feedback that has nothing to do with your talent, your ability, your heart, your passion, that stuff. They're not going to attack that. They're talking about how you can make your product better, how you can show up differently. Now that you can take and incorporate, absolutely. But what a hater brings to the table is a totally different vibe. And the most important thing you can do is shut it off. Learn how to have it bounce off of you. Don't react to it. Practice makes perfect. I know it's easier said than done, but it's one of the most important skills a badass can have. Guys, I hope this helps you. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, stay badass.